Federal prosecutors have decided not to retry a bribery case against a former utility regulator, his wife, a lobbyist, and the owner of a utility company. That's after jurors in the case told the judge last month they could not reach a verdict in the initial trial. With me to talk about this is Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic. He covers the energy industry. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
So why did the feds decide not to go ahead and try this case again?
Well, they're not commenting, but they must realize that they've got a pretty big burden trying to convince jurors. They convinced a minority on their first try that the defendants were guilty. And I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't have some metric, you know, where they said, you know, if it's close and it was only one or two holdouts, we'll retry a case. But if there's actually seven people who sided with the defense, that it's not worth their time and effort.
And we had heard from the jury foreperson on the initial trial that while they couldn't get a unanimous verdict, that the majority of the members of the jury were leaning toward acquittal. Sounds like, at least in theory, that may have played a role, maybe a significant role for the prosecution here.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. They said they split 7-5 with seven of them leaning towards acquittal. And again, I just think that trying to retry the case, they weren't close the first time and probably realized it would be a lost cause to try this one again.
So the conventional wisdom going into the initial trial was that this was sort of the lead up to the feds going after a quote unquote bigger fish. And the speculation had been that APS would somehow be involved in that. Where does this leave all of that now that the feds couldn't get a conviction in this case and aren't even going to try it again?
That's a great question. And there's probably two schools of thought on that. One being they couldn't get a conviction in this case involving George Johnson. And if they couldn't get a conviction here, they're probably not going to pursue the other one because it's unlikely that it is less complex or an easier case. The other school of thought might be that they don't want to continue going down this path because they'd rather divert their attention to what, by their own words, by the prosecution's own words, is a bigger investigation. We don't know a lot about that one other than APS was questioned 2 years ago, and Gary Pierce was also involved in that because he said the FBI showed up at his house and was asking questions. There are also some witnesses during the trial who discussed participating in that investigation.
Have we heard anything from the defendants in this case about what they think about the fact that the government won't retry it or how they feel about it?
No. I reached out last night when the motion to dismiss came from the U.S. Attorney's Office. They were hesitant to speak until the judge actually issues an order and this is all dismissed. Although I will note that Jim Norton, the lobbyist who is at the middle of this trial and one of the defendants, was retweeting all of the media stories saying that the government had given up on this case. So I think you can infer from that he's pretty much relieved.
What does this mean for the four defendants? I mean, they were obviously not cleared, but they were not convicted in this case. What does it mean for them going forward now?
Well, something different for each one. George Johnson owns a water company out in Pinal County, and he's got his own problems because state regulators have voted to put a new manager in charge of the company because it has so many sewer leaks and water pressure issues. So he's probably relieved that this has gone away, but he's dealing with some other issues trying to keep control of his water company. Gary Pierce has sort of moved out of politics. If he was, you know, in the middle of his political career, I would say it's going to be difficult to get reelected, but I don't know that he ever intended to run for another office. He works now as a political consultant. I imagine his services would still be useful. He's helped several people win election to the Corporation Commission. His wife, Sherry, also has worked in politics, and she had politicians testify during the trial to her character. So I imagine that she's going to be able to continue as well. Jim Norton, the lobbyist, is a bigger question. He has made his money representing clients, all of whom dropped him as soon as the indictment came down, and his firm was dissolved. So I'm not sure. He's the one to watch, I guess. Is he going to be able to rebuild his public relations and lobbying business after this trial or not?
All right. That's Ryan Randazzo. He covers the energy industry, among other things, for the Arizona Republic. Ryan, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.